Yeah, go for it.
That's recording now. So could you just say your name and where you work and what your role is there, just for the record?
My name is Giuseppe Falco, and I'm the owner of Vesta Trattoria and Wine Bar on 30th Avenue in Astoria.
Okay, thank you. And I'm about you were born in Astoria or brought up in Astoria?
I'm not born in Astoria, but I have lived in Astoria for almost 10 years now, and I went to high school in Astoria.
Okay.
And kind of after high school, I never really left.
And how would you say, could you describe a bit like how the neighborhood was when you were at high school here?
It was a different neighborhood for sure. It was definitely, it's always definitely been very community oriented, and it's always definitely been a group of people that are involved with their children and what's going on in Astoria. Everyone seems to know each other. It's a really small place, even though it's actually a vast area for a small city. But the way it's changed, I would definitely say that there has been, since I was in high school, there's been a group of young professionals that have moved in a lot more, and it seems like it's gotten very, very young,
right,
in comparison to what it was when I was in high school.
When it was more older,
sure,
older families.
Yes, it was definitely older families when I was in high school, and that's changed a lot.
Okay. And if you were, if I asked you to come up with three words that you would use to describe this neighborhood, off the top of your head, what words would they be?
Wow, that's interesting. three words that I would describe Astoria with would definitely be devoted.
Okay. Great one.
I would say tight-knit community, even though that's a lot of words.
Mm-hmm.
But
And
I would probably say art-oriented.
Art-oriented,
you know?
Okay.
I don't know if I could use three specific words, but that's probably the three things that I would use to describe the story.
Oh, interesting. And I guess a lot of people, one of the first things they think of is the diversity, but you used to sort of take that for granted, but that's just a part of
yeah,
the story.
Yeah, for sure, diversity would definitely have been a good word. I wish I would have thought of that. But diversity is definitely a great
word to
describe.
Well, maybe it's just so ingrained that people just take people, you know
I don't take that for granted. It was just something that didn't come, but it's definitely probably the most diverse place that I've ever heard of, and I mean, I'm born and raised in New York, and it's incredible how many large communities live in one community.
Yeah.
That's one of the probably the most interesting thing about Astoria, which is strange that I didn't think of it, but the way that you have a large Greek population that lives next to a large Egyptian population that lives next to a large Bangladeshi large population and Italian population.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting, actually.
And your own family is Italian origins originally?
My own family are both my father and mother, and actually my siblings are both all from Italy, except for me. I was actually born here by a few years. They're all from Sicily.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And then in terms of Vesta and your decision to set Vesta up, you were at high school with Leo, who you...
I was at high school with my best friend, my childhood friend, since we were five. We went to grammar school and high school together, and I was in the restaurant business. He was actually in IT.
Okay.
And it was something that we've always talked about. It was opening a business. And at some point in time, I decided that it was I wanted to open a restaurant. And he was the first person that knew, obviously, and said, oh, I'd love to do it with you. So we thought it made sense, since we had such a strong tie in Astoria. We both went to high school here. A lot of our friends live here, that it would make sense to do it here.
Okay. And how did you find this particular location?
Actually, I live about five blocks away.
Okay.
And there was just such an incredible amount of building in general on 21st Street and around it. I think for the most part, we felt like we were priced out of the main area, or the main strip on 30th Avenue, and the main area in Broadway and Ditmars.
Right.
And we also felt like the young generation that was moving into Astoria, the young professional, was actually looking, probably because they were priced out also, but looking on the outskirts and building around Astoria, kind of border of Long
mm-hmm.
Island City.
Mm-hmm.
So it just made a lot of sense.
And what year was that in? That you
we opened Vesta in 2008.
Okay.
So it's been a full 2 years now that we've been open, 2 years and about 4 months or 3 months.
And now you're probably hoping to bring a lot of those young professionals.
Yes, we've been really, really lucky. And I think that a lot of the younger people that have moved into Astoria have found us and have found a place where they can feel comfortable at. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole idea with Vesta, was it's supposed to be a place where you could feel comfortable eating at every night. You could come in, have a glass of wine, have a soup, or not have anything and just sit down and talk to, you know.
Great. So, and could you tell me a bit about the sourcing locally?
Yeah. We attempt and do a pretty good job, actually, of sourcing every ingredient that we use locally. You know, sometimes, unfortunately, it's not completely possible, even though we find that every year it's gotten better and easier. And the first year was more difficult. But as we go on, it just seems like it gets a lot easier, and people have definitely caught on to the fact that it's not necessary to get an apple from Chile when you can have an apple from 10 miles away in upstate New York.
Okay, so you think that the supply will keep up for the demand? Because I'm seeing more and more places that want to be sourcing locally. Are you optimistic that there's going to be increasing supply?
Absolutely. But you know what? I will tell you that if things didn't change, people probably wouldn't get on board so easily. But when someone sits there and really analyzes it and says, and walks into a supermarket and says, grapes from Chile or grapes from the North Fork, Long Island, it would make no sense whatsoever to purchase something that would have to be picked non-ripe, sent here and be ripening in a box, in an airplane, on a ship.
Yeah.
It really makes no sense at all. I think it's gotten better, easier, and I think you're going to start seeing an expansion as far as inner city growing, and people like Brooklyn Grange, who's growing, you know, not even a mile and a half away from us here, on a roof, and people like that will just start to expand, and it'll become more and more popular, because it only makes sense that you should be able to grow, and you know, it really is the way things were done 50 years ago and 80 years ago, and we've just gotten away from it.
And you're optimistic that what you see going forward, there's going to be more of this happening?
More optimistic than I've ever been.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And what has been, has there been a particular challenge in developing Vesta over the last 2 years?
Wow. I would tell you that we have probably been luckier than we could have ever imagined. Challenges, there's challenges every day.
Right.
You know, my opinion and my approach to everything that I do is the moment you wake up and don't feel challenged is the moment that everything fails. So I will tell you that I try and challenge myself with the smallest thing every day. And I think that the smallest things are the biggest challenges. Again, I really don't have anything negative or any barriers that we found that weren't things that we felt were completely normal.
And in terms of the biggest achievement, I mean, obviously the restaurant itself and its reputation.
The biggest achievement is that we're still open. But I mean, really, the biggest achievement, I would say the biggest achievement that I've found is that we've managed to develop a group of probably 100 or 150 people that are people that eat here once, twice, three times a week, which to me is completely amazing. The whole idea that we have, that you could come in here on a Friday night and be sitting next to someone that you ate with last Friday night or last Thursday night, or maybe you've seen twice or three times that week, to me, it blows my mind. Because I think as a goal, it was probably never set, but I definitely feel like one of the most positive things you could feel at in a restaurant or any establishment is when you walk in and see the same faces all the time. That's generally a positive sign. So I would feel like that's probably been my our greatest achievement.
Excellent. And that kind of links back to what you said right at the beginning about this being a community where, even though it's a big one, people know each other and there's a strong sense of community.
Absolutely. We've been, you know, the support that we've gotten from our community directly around has been amazing. And I think any success that we ever have in the future will all be owed to them.
Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you
thanks
kidding?
A lot.
Thank you so much. I hope that.